It's a podcast for kids by kids. This is our 14th episode. Now on current events, holiday market.
The holiday market. At our school, we are doing this thing that we call the holiday market. At the holiday market, you bring in just $10 and buy gifts for your family.
You're probably wondering, how do we get the gifts? We get them from people who donate old toys and other stuff like mugs and purses for your parents.
There are also lots and lots of donations to buy for family and friends. You can also get gifts for your pets.
Anyone can donate, but you have to make sure it was not used if it is soap or deodorant. There are lots of parent volunteers to help and wrap presents for you.
Then they are sent home to unwrap on Christmas Day. Back to you, hosts.
Wow, can't wait for our holiday market. World events. Lights around the world. Now we have
lights around the world.
Hey everyone, here are world events. We will be talking about different celebrations around the world. Our team all does Christmas. Some other ones are Diwali in India, Hanukkah for Jewish friends, Christmas cheer, Kwanzaa, a time for unity, and more celebrations around the world.
A Diwali in India.
People celebrate Diwali, a festival of lights. Families light their homes in colorful oil lamps called diyas and vibrant candles. People also create beautiful rangoli patterns on the ground using bright powders, adding more sparkle to the festivities.
Hanukkah for Jewish friends.
For our Jewish friends celebrating Hanukkah, lights play a special role too. This tradition recalls the miracle of the oil lasting 8 days when it should have only lasted for one.
Christmas cheer!
In many places around the world, Christmas is celebrated with twinkling lights and decorations. Some even create light displays outside, turning their homes into dazzling wonderland. Santa's sleigh is also often guided by bright reindeer lights, adding to the festive magic.
A Kwanzaa.
During Kwanzaa, a celebration of African heritage, lights are used to represent the seven principles of unity, self-determination, collective work, and more. Families light one candle each night on the Kenora, a special candle holder, and share stories and traditions.
Thank you for listening, and have a holly jolly Christmas and a happy holiday.
Wow, that was awesome! Now, the Holiday Book of Awesome.
Hi, and welcome to Hit or Miss Chapter. We are going to read the Book of Holiday Awesome. We are reading page 66 and putting a Santa hat on your pet or grandparent.
Clean shirt, tossing a thick woolly for the holiday party is sure a way to spread the cheer, especially if your sweater features hypnotic swirls of red and green, of giant floating snowman head, or an intense action, a sequence of Santa flying his reindeer through a blizzard.
Let's move. But to really get the party going and the eggnog flowing, you've got to crank it up a notch.
Yes, we're talking about tossing a Santa cat on your golden retriever or grandpa, grandma, and we're talking about everyone doing their holiday April to whip this holiday bash into a whole new level.
Awesome!
Now we are going to read page 81, when your gelt melts perfectly in your mouth instead of in the wrapper.
Kids get gelt from Hanukkah. It comes in the form of presents, cash, or gold foil wrapped chocolate coins that look like they came from a birthday loot bag.
But that's why it's a beautiful moment when your guilt melts perfectly in your instead of in the wrapper. Happy Hanukkah, tongue.
Awesome.
Now challenge time.
Hello, this week's challenge is making little hats. This is why you'll need 20 to 30 pieces of yarn or string that are 30 centimeters or 12 inches long, and toilet paper roll that's is 2.5 centimeters and scissors.
You can also use a paper towel roll. The first step is to put one of your strings away and use it later. The second step is a bit complicated. Get your toilet paper roll or a paper towel roll and get your string. Fold the string in half and put the folded end of the string through the center of the toilet paper roll.
Put the not folded end of the string through the folded end in tight and continue tying the string until the toilet paper roll is completely covered. The second last step is to put all the strings through the center. The last step is tie and knot, tying all the strings together.
That's all for now. Back to our quacktastic hosts.
Quack, quack, quack.
Wow, I love my hat.
We want to give you an update on the challenge. We wrote letters to seniors, and my senior wrote back.
To Sebastian, thank you for the code with the lovely artwork on the envelope and on the code. I have a rabbit who likes carrots. She zooms around my office, eating everything in sight, including me. I hope you have a happy Christmas and get all the presents you asked for. Your friend.
All the time we have for you this week. If you liked what you've heard, don't forget to subscribe to future episodes. Yes, and you can also follow us on Instagram and our YouTube channel for updates. If you try a challenge, you can Gmail us at 3, 2, 1, duckbites@gmail.com. You may see your challenge on a future episode week. See you next time on Duck Bites. Let's quack out with our hosts.
Quack, 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 quack.